On the foul line, heels together, please.
This is a story about baseball, but don't expect to hear the crack of bat meeting ball. Instead, listen for this. The soft, sweet thud of the catch.
Strike three. Three outs, on and off.
If you love baseball, if you ever loved it, chances are you once loved a glove, too. Sports writer Noah Lieberman loved baseball gloves so much, he wrote a book about them called Glove Affairs, The Romance, History, and Tradition of the Baseball Glove. You still have your first glove?
No, I don't, and that's why I wrote this book. I had it for 25 years. It was a Wilson A2000. I loved it. I left it on the bench after a game 4 years ago, came back the next week, and naturally it was gone, and that sent me out looking for a replacement. And when I couldn't find one that I liked as much, I realized how beautiful gloves are to anybody who's played the game. And really more than any piece of sporting equipment, do you remember your first basketball or a bowling ball? You just don't. They're all replaceable, but gloves aren't.
Lieberman's book has pages of anecdotes about baseball gloves. Morning Edition collected some of its own stories and memories from players.
I remember my first glove and I still have it. I was 5 years old when I got my first glove.
She's one of many young players at the Home Run Baseball Camp in Washington, D.C.
My first glove, it felt so warm and comfortable. I have it in a little box, and sometimes I just take it out and look at it, and I just hug it.
The night I got it, I slept with it in my bed. And it smells kind of like nice and leathery. Velvety.
By the time you make it to the majors, you don't necessarily sleep with your glove, but you're still what you might call close friends. Here are players from two teams, the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
I use the same model every year. It's Wilson.
Yeah, he's a Rawlings, and he's the same model that I've been using the whole time.
I've tried different models before, you know, and it just didn't feel the same.
It's so soft or whatever, and it's like, you know, eventually it gets worked into my hand the way I like it.
That's probably one of the biggest first baseman's glove, I think, ever on the market. And some first baseman like a smaller glove. But I've used this since I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, so it's like you kind of do feel like it's part of you.
And it protects you from the force of a flying ball. Author Noah Lieberman says back in the early days of pro baseball, a glove was not standard equipment, and the first player to try one on was taking a risk.
It was Doug Allison, catcher for Cincinnati in 1870, and his hands were simply broken, and he had to have some protection, and he put on a couple thin, half-fingered buckskin gloves and went out to catch, and he caught hell from everybody because in those days, baseball players just didn't wear gloves. It was a manly game, and that was unheard of. But by 1896, everybody was wearing a glove, so it took 26 years for everybody in the major leagues to come over.
You left your glove on the field in those days.
Yes, you did, and the wonderful thing is you did it in the sandlots and you did it in the major leagues until 1954, and this is one of those nice examples of baseball really being unaware of the beauty of its own traditions. Major leaguers just tossed their glove behind them after the third out and trotted into the bench. It was an outgrowth, really, of the sandlots where you didn't expect that everybody had his own glove, so you left your glove there in case your counterpart needed one.
Or in case your counterpart needed to play a joke on you. Hard to imagine now, but when a player left his glove on the field, his opponent might put a little trinket in it, a soggy hot dog, maybe, or a slimy plug of tobacco. Eddie Joost, who played in the National League in the 30s through the mid-50s, tells this story about a joke he played on Phil Rizzuto of the Yankees.
So this one particular day, I went up to the umpire, and I said, now I have one of these rubber alligators about 8 inches long, you know. And I said, I'm going to put it in Phil's glove. And now I said to the umpire, watch what happens when Rizzuto goes out and puts his glove on. So sure enough, Rizzuto puts his hand in his glove, threw the glove up in the air, running around, holding his hand, went over to the umpire and said, there's something in my glove, and it bit me, I know it. Look at my finger, it's bleeding, you know. So we had a riot with that, but I never acknowledged I put it there.
The book, Glove Affairs, is full of stories like this, and also some advice on how to buy a glove and how to break it in, or not. Noah Lieberman says these days you can buy gloves that don't need to be pounded or punched.
And in the industry, they call them trunk slammers because you just want to open your trunk and pull the glove out and slam the trunk and go play softball and not have to worry about breaking in your glove in the meantime.
This was a great ritual when I was a kid. You put a ball in the glove and you tied it up and left it there for days.
You put neat's foot oil in it, or if you were really intrepid, you dunked it in a bucket of water like the major leaguers always did. Yogi Berra said to me that he put his glove in the whirlpool, and I asked him how long, and he said, till it stopped bubbling.
I'm Brooke Fordyce, catcher with the Baltimore Orioles. You know, I used to do all the tactics of soaking them in the water, shaving cream, but I like to, right now, I just like to go out and catch the pitchers that throw the hardest and break it in that way. We have a pitcher, Jorge Julio, throws 100, and anytime you can get to catch him, it breaks in real easy and fits good in my hand. During the season, it's kind of funny. I don't let anybody put their hands in them because it's my hand, small hand, and I don't like anybody ruining the feel for me. Nobody touches my gloves, not even the wife.
Noah Lieberman says there are also some fielders who can't throw their gloves away.
One of my favorites, Walt Weiss, the fine shortstop who retired a couple years ago, had his glove for 12 years, and that's an unheard-of length of time for a major leaguer to keep his glove considering the pounding that it takes. But he didn't want to part with it, and it got the nickname The Creature because it was ugly and it smelled bad. But when something's working for you, when you're comfortable with it and you know that your livelihood depends on it, you're hesitant to change.
Noah Lieberman is a staff writer for Sports Business Journal and the author of the book Glove Affairs, The Romance, History, and Tradition of the Baseball Glove. A longer version of the interview and plenty of pictures of players and their gloves are at npr.org.
Next up for the Orioles, the catcher, number 26, Brooke Fordyce.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
Now batting, Jack Barbad.
Come on, Jack.
Barbad.